A UT student organization debuts its larger-than-life immersive board game. I'm your host this week, Jack Llewellyn, and this is the Texan Recap. Here's what you missed this week. UT's TXT-PED recently debuted its new immersive game experience. Life and Arts General Reporter Adahan Koksoy is here with the story. Thanks for joining me, Adahan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
To begin, what exactly is the Texas TPED team?
So Texas Theme Park Engineering and Design, Texas TPED, is an organization that's dedicated to exposing students to the opportunities within the themed entertainment industry, as well as building semesterly projects for the UT community. So they build escape rooms and haunted houses, and this semester they did something a little bit different and created an interactive board game experience called Final Exam Campus Conquest.
Now, your story focuses on the game itself, so could you tell me more about it?
Sure. It's a little bit complex, a little bit difficult to describe, which I know is one of the problems they actually had when marketing the game to students. But in a nutshell, it's a strategy game inspired by the game Risk. Like Risk, there is a map. You begin on a specific territory, and you have a set number of people within your army, a set number of resources. And your goal is to try to take over all of the map and defeat these other teams and players. But the key difference between this and Risk is that Risk is a very long game. Sometimes it can take hours, even days. And Campus Conquest is supposed to take 45 minutes to play. So what Texas TPED did to shorten the game and make it more immersive is that they created teams. So you don't play individually, you play with a group of people, usually 4 to 5 other students. And there are 3 teams total. And to make your attacks successful and your defenses successful, you have to complete quests and mini-games in these special themed areas at the corners of the room. And the premise of the game, I should explain, is that you are playing this game because it's your final exam for a medieval strategy class in a more whimsical version of UT. And your professor is obsessed with the medieval period.
Now, you spoke to some members of the team about the game. What did they tell you?
They gave me a lot of insights into the design and building process of the game. So Sandhya, the project director for Final Exam Campus Conquest, said they had been working on this for quite some time, I think since last semester, and they designed the game and built the props beforehand, and then they assembled the set in just 2 days, which is crazy to me.
And then what kind of partnerships or collaborations went into making the game?
They partnered with a lot of different organizations. They got their props, I believe, mainly from Texas Performing Arts, who they share some members and employees with, so it's easy to work with them. And they also used material from UT Surplus and Austin Creative Reuse, and even borrowed books from the library for one section of the set. Within the organization, there are a lot of different teams that work on different aspects of the project. So Emily Regner, who initially came up with the spec scripts or the initial idea for the project, told me they had a lot of great fabricators on this. And people built furniture from scraps and recycled materials. They built the set out of PVC pipes. And even 3D printed the game pieces, which are called meeples. And they were working on a tight budget, and they didn't have a lot of time, so everything sort of had to be assembled really quickly, and they prepped a lot of stuff beforehand. There are also 4 teams and composed of members that designed the games and the quests in the 4 corners of the room that players had to complete to make their attacks successful and accomplish their goals. And so what Sandhya and Regner told me is that everyone who was designing these games kind of went off in their own direction. And they came up with some pretty fun, even zany stuff. And those games they came up with had to be paired up so that players were completing quests of similar difficulty and length. And sometimes they would be pitted directly against each other on the same mini game. So I remember when I was grabbing a couple of the photos that would be featured in the article, they had a challenge where one of the teams was trying to make the other laugh in under a minute using rubber chickens. It was really funny. And I think they also collaborated with a lot of different people when they were testing the game. So, as you can see, a lot of collaboration went into this.
All right. And also in your story, you spoke to some of those team members about the Texas TPED itself. What did they have to say?
So, I spoke to Katie Kuhudik, the technical co-director for this project. And she was talking about how she completed an internship in Florida with Universal Creative and how this organization and this experience really prepared her for that position. So the organization is very involving and there's a lot of hands-on work. And it could be a good experience for people wanting to get some experience with the entertainment industry and game design. Another student, Nate, who was the creative co-manager for the project, said projects like this, especially for engineering students like him, can be very rewarding because you're working on them with a lot of people you know and gaining a lot of skills that might be applicable in real world stuff.
Excellent. Well, once again, that was Life and Arts General Reporter Adahan Koksoy. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that's the Texan Recap for the week of April 1st. I'm Jack Llewellyn. The Texan Recap is a production of the Daily Texan Audio Department. If you liked this episode, make sure to subscribe to the Daily Texan on your streaming platform of choice and follow us on Twitter at Texan Audio. This episode was hosted by me, Jack Llewellyn, and edited and supervised by Aislinn Gaddis. Special thanks to Adahan Koksoy for their reporting, and to Joel DePaolo, Mimi Calzada, and Chloe Moore for contributing to this project. Cover art is by Emma Burke, and music is by Top Flow Productions. To read the news stories in this episode, or see more from The Texan, head on over to www.thedailytexan.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.